and welcome to my Adobe After Effects tutorial. In this episode, I'm going to show you how to create some very nice visual effects using my callouts template in Adobe After Effects. Alright, so what I'm going to show you in this tutorial is how to do some 3D camera tracking in After Effects and how to achieve this specific visual effects using my callouts template. So let's get started, awesome people. And by the way, this is not limited. By using this tutorial, you can create some different shots like this, and you can see how everything has been tracked into place and the animation on the callouts template just looks really good with the whole visual effect. Or if you don't have any aerial shots, you can use your own footage and achieve something like an Iron Man effect, which is like this. So let's get started, awesome people. So I've already created another composition, and I've added my video file to it. And what I've done, awesome people, is I've went to my effects and presets, type in 3D camera tracker, and applied this video effect onto the footage. And you just have to basically wait for 5 minutes. It's gonna just analyze the whole shot and then give you all these different points. You see all this? Now, to anyone who's new to 3D camera tracking in After Effects, this is basically like using your tracker, but instead of you manually deciding which track points to use, Adobe After Effects is going to give you all these different options where you could track. But a lot of times we'll get confused as to which shot to pick or which tracking point to pick, since there are so many different shots. A general rule of thumb, awesome people, is to just basically decide where you want to track your element. It can be another visual effect element completely, or if you're trying this tutorial with me, you have your own footage and you have your templates. Just generally decide where exactly you want your template to be. So for example, in this case, I want my template to be somewhere around this much part. Like for example, if I should draw this, I want my template to be in this much part of the city. So I'm going to look at that much part, and basically you have to look for a track point that is going to be there from the first frame till the last frame. So it's going to be throughout the video. If you find a track point that's a perfect track point, take that and work with it. So for example, if I want to attach my visual element, say on top of this building right here, again, I'm going to look for a track point that stays throughout the video. So for example, this green one right here, you know, I know because I already made the tutorial before and it didn't go so well. So I already know that this point is perfect for me. So I'm going to do a right click and I'm going to take this option, create solid and camera. And the reason I'm taking this option over create a null and camera is because you get a visual presentation or visual representation as to like if the thing has been tracked into the shot properly or no. So for example, if you say selected something, okay, and you do null and camera, you're going to get a transparent two-dish kind of box and it's going to stay there. Instead, you can use this option and you're going to see that, okay, this solid is staying there perfectly, and you get an idea if it has been properly tracked or no. So I always go for track solid option, and you know, this camera is going to, you know, work superb for either of those. So you can, you know, if you want to take null, then you can take null. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to rename this. I'm going to call this main_1. And then, awesome people, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my template. I'm going to open this and you're going to find all sorts of typos. Check it out. Really cool. Superb. I'm going to open top right and I'm going to go to main one. This is the main one with the top right angle. So I'm going to open this and you're going to see, awesome people, that the whole template has been pre-animated. So meaning you don't have to do any sort of animation. And this is great for some special video that you're making if you're entering into a competition. If you're making some sort of short film or you're just practicing motion graphics, this is a great way of learning something and just seeing how was this made or using into your own short film. So again, the whole animation has been done and you can just go into over here, replace your footage, and it's gonna get updated right here. Alright, so I'm gonna go to my composition. I'm gonna drag this main one, bring it here, and if I play this, you can see, awesome people, that we did bring in our template, but it's not tracked in properly. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make this into a 3D layer, and you see that, okay, we have tracked it into the shot. But still, awesome people, the position on which it's basic, the default track is not right at all. If you from over here, you can see it's still in the air. So what you have to do now is you're supposed to match the position of this with the solid that we just made. So I'm going to close this first. I'm going to click on main solid. I'm going to hit the P key. Now you have two options. You can either manually just copy all of this to this position, to your graphics position. Or you can use a very simple expression, just alt click on the stopwatch of your graphic and attach it to the solid track data. And you can see how everything just jumps and it just manually, automatically gets updated. Now if I was to play this, you can see it has been perfectly tracked. So all I have to do now is I'm supposed to remove the eyeball from my solid, and there you go, I have got a perfect tracked in shot. Now again, as awesome people, the whole thing has been animated and this is really, really great and easy to use. Now if you want to add multiple track points, what you're supposed to do is again go to your video file, go to 3D camera tracker, again look for a place or look for a tracking point which stays throughout the video. So for I know that these guys right here, these three, they're gonna be there, they're really good tracking points. But this time if I do a right click, you're gonna see that we only get creating options, we don't get create and camera because we already have made a camera. Sometimes you will get confused, so no worries awesome people, we already have a camera in the shot, that's why it's not asking us for the camera option. So create solid and you're gonna get this. Now the main reason why I renamed my solid is because the other solid that comes into the shot, it too has tracked solid one. So if you're using expressions and you didn't rename the solid, your expressions is gonna get all messed up. It's automatically gonna get attached to this one. So again, I'm gonna rename this to main 05 because this time I want to bring in main 05. Again, I already have practiced this, so I know what I'm doing. But this can be a little bit of a trial and error for you guys if you're doing this on your shot. So I'm gonna bring this main 5 into the shot, and again, same problem. It is not tracked in, so you're gonna make this 3D. Now it is tracked in, but the original position is not right. So we just have to copy the main 5's position, the solid's position, to our graphic. So again, we can do this manually. We can just copy paste all of this, or you can use an expression, which is actually much quicker. Let's do this, and boom, you can see, it gets perfectly tracked in. Now, awesome people, this is how I was able to create my example shot over here. Of course, I did some color correction. And what I have done to get this little bit of glossy emboss effect is I've added drop shadow to the mix, and just add drop shadow to the template, and you're gonna get that same effect. Now, creating this thing was exactly the same way. Again, just added some tracking. I added curves, of course, for color correction. But 3D camera tracker, again, I got so many points. I picked up one of them, created my solid points, and everything was just the way I showed you. So you can see how even when the shot is a little bit of the CG or the graphic goes out, it kind of adds to the effect. And awesome people, the good thing is that everything is 3D camera tracked. So you can see over here in this example, even when the call out just kind of goes outside the shot, it just adds this really nice realistic effect. So I think this is a great way of creating some very nice Iron Man, Avengers sort of visual effect for your short films. And if you want to talk about this shot, which I made, the Iron Man, the man with hood elements, this was done a little bit differently. What I've done is I have used the tracker, the old school tracker option, because my 3D camera tracker was for some reason not working. If I were to do this, you can see that I get all my tracking points on the bicycle, but I don't get anything on the eye. And I think was a great tracking point. So I manually just went to the tracker, I said track motion, I just set up the point, nothing else. I didn't have to manually fix the points, the points were tracked in perfectly. I just selected this, adjusted my box like that, and that's it. I just played this, the whole thing was tracked. And what I did was I attached the track layer by clicking apply to a null object that I had X and Y. And then awesome people, what I did again was I just had to copy the position data of this to my graphic file. So instead of copying everything manually or working with keyframes, I just use expression. I just alt clicked it, attached it to that, and boom, I have this really nice graphic done. Again, same thing with the flare, position has been tracked in using expressions. So this is how I was able to use my template for creating some very nice Iron Man, Avengers sort of visual effects. And you can do the same thing. The shots were taken from videoblogs.com, a great stock footage website to check out. And awesome people, I just want to say one thing. If you want a detailed camera tutorial, 3D camera tracker tutorial in Adobe After Effects, I am really excited to make that. I'm still not sure if I should make it or no, because that is going to be very, very lengthy. But I promise you, you're going to learn a lot of things. This is going to be great for anyone who is trying to make a career in Adobe After Effects. This is going to be great. So if you want to, if you want me to make a 3D camera tracker tutorial, just leave a comment below, and even for one guy, I would be more than happy to make the tutorial. So thank you so much for watching this tutorial. My name is DJ Style. You guys take care, and I will see you all next time.